Presenting this week's story, A Baby Prince is Rescued, Part 1. It is based on a revealing Bible account in 2 Kings, particularly Chapter 11.
Jehoshaphat felt miserable, but not hopeless.
Jehoiada, my husband, we must rescue my baby nephew Joash from murder. His grandmother is determined he shall die. Unless we kidnap Joash, he will be the end of the line of David. No prince of our royal family will remain. Ataliah is intent on becoming queen of Judah, as were her parents. She is a monster of evil. She convinced her husband, King Jehoram, to have his brothers executed so they could not contest the throne. Then King Jehoram and his son Ahaziah died in battle. Now she is slaughtering King Jehoram's sons. We cannot let the youngest, a baby still nursing, be murdered. You are a good man, Jehoiada. Your heart is given to loving and serving God. You are the high priest at the temple in Jerusalem. Your help is needed. I have a plan.
Jehoshaphat, I will help protect little Joash. I will teach him to know God and to love and obey him. He will hear the stories of how God has helped us when we followed his laws. What is your plan?
I have arranged to kidnap Joash. He can be taken with his wet nurse and hidden in a bedroom in the temple of God.
Jehoshaphat, with God's help, your plan can be successful.
6 years passed with Joash living in the temple. He was protected, loved, and taught. Ataliah became queen, ignored the temple, and ruled Judah her way for about 6 years. She was the only female ruler of Judah during its history. She governed as a dictator, treating believers in God unfairly. She did not know that Joash was alive and safe. The seventh year, Jehoiada, God's faithful high priest at the temple, began drastic changes. He ordered,
"Send the captains of the bodyguards and the palace security force to meet me in the temple of God."
Levites and the heads of families from all the towns of Judah were contacted to come. They came, and Jehoiada made a solemn agreement with them. Then, to their astonishment, 7-year-old Joash came walking into their midst. Jehoiada declared,
"Here he is, the son of the king. He is going to rule just as God promised the sons of David. Now, those of you who come on duty on the Sabbath and guard the palace, and those of you who go off duty on the Sabbath and guard the temple of God, are to join forces at the time of the changing of the guard. Form a ring around the young king. Kill anyone who tries to break through your ranks. Your job is to stay with the king at all times and places, coming and going."
The orders were obeyed. Weapons that had belonged to King David were distributed. Guards took their assigned positions for protecting the king. It was time for the coronation of the rescued prince. Join us soon for part 2. Jehoiada's coronation instructions are partially quoted from The Message by Eugene H. Peterson. Our recording team today is Todd Warren, Gwen Crawford, Carlos Gomez, and Barbara Steiner. Enjoy investigating this week's story.com.